This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
It's now time for Connecting Caregivers with author, speaker, caregiver advocate, and talk show host, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for caregivers.
Caregivers around the world today, it's time to lift you up. It's time to celebrate. Good afternoon and welcome to Connecting Caregivers with me, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for the caregivers with love, laughter, and lessons learned. And with me today, we have Ed on the boards. How you doing, Ed?
Oh, I see all president accounted for today.
Yes, all president. Yes, Lynn is here today. Thank goodness. My best friend.
Your sidekick, not your psychic.
Not my sidekick, my co-host. How you doing?
Cohort.
Cohort, yeah.
I'm doing well, and it's nice to be here. And it's nice today. It's not as hot as yesterday.
Thank God.
It is a degree cooler today.
It
one
is.
One degree.
It's 89, not 90.
Exactly. And I was going to walk to your house from the car dealership, and then I went,
no way.
Yeah. I don't think 10 blocks will do it for
me. Well, I usually walk to Curbs in the morning. I don't even want to walk that far. It's hot.
Yeah. But they said it's hot. Had a northeast wind last night, so it was going to get in the 70s. I was like,
really?
But you know what? When it's in the upper 70s overnight.
That's okay.
No, it's better in the 80s because my air keeps coming on. Otherwise, I have to lower it and lower it.
At night, it's the humidity that really kills you.
Yeah.
Standing around just doing nothing, just sweating.
Yeah, just sweating. It's just no fun. But still better than snow. Still wouldn't want to live. I still wouldn't want to live anywhere else.
Well, I was away for 2 weeks, and it rained like 10 days.
10 days.
Yeah. Good thing I was sick for a week. I stayed in bed. 10 days rain.
That's depressing. See, I can't do that.
No, so when it's 73.
When we have a bad rain day, I'm like, okay, I need a day to stay in and nest. But if it's more than one day, I'm like, oh, I'm depressed.
I know. I don't know how they do it.
Because they're just used to it.
But the thing is, their summer is so short to start with, and now you're going to give them rain for 2 weeks?
No fun. No fun. But I want to give a shout out to our newest listeners. We have Jillian in St. Pete. We have Wanda in Sarasota. And we have Gloria from the Villages.
Welcome, ladies.
So, welcome. Like I always say, there's plenty of room around the Connecting Caregivers table for more listeners, whether you listen to us on AM, FM, or on the YouTube or Facebook.
And YouTube.
You got to check out YouTube, you guys, because what I've been doing is every week I'm making one of the segments from the previous conference in May public. And I made two of the segments public this week. One was the one about hospice, and the other one was with attorney Sean Scott.
Huh?
And both of them got, 4,600 views or something in a week. So people are there and they need this information. So go to my YouTube channel, Connecting Caregivers Radio, because you'll get this radio show is on there. My conferences are on there. My Tuesday Tip for Caregivers are on there.
So just they'll know to come to the next conference.
Yeah, next conference in November. We're already moving right along.
I know.
But it's all good. So, yeah, we have some fabulous guests today. They're both call-ins because, unfortunately, they're not in the Florida area.
Poor them.
Yeah. So we have Janice Shochran. I always say her name wrong. I'm sure I'm saying it wrong again, from Towsie Brand. She'll be calling in any minute. She has a wonderful product that Cindy and Christina highlighted in the last conference.
Oh, I'm interested.
So, and she's been on my podcast and everything, so I'm wonderful, too. And is that Janice? Hey, honey, yes. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Joyful and grateful.
Oh, I'm so excited.
I'm so happy you're here today.
Yes.
So I want you to tell our little listeners who you are, a little bit about your backstory. You know what to say.
Thank you. I had just turned off my volume because I was listening to myself and it was a little crazy. My backstory. First, thank you for having me on. I reinvented the pillowcase. It's for my dad, who was in a nursing home, and he was in memory care unit and asleep in a geriatric chair, slumped over, and we can all picture the scene.
Yeah.
We've seen it.
We've done it.
Very sad. Right? You just fall asleep, and when you fall asleep, sitting upright, your head does what? It flops to the side.
Yeah.
And you wake up with a neck pain. And when I saw him, I just was crushed, to see him look so uncomfortable and to see that his pillow behind him was ineffective. So I grabbed a throw pillow, put that behind his head, took my travel pillow, put that around his neck. Nothing worked. He woke him up, He hugged me. His pillows fell on the floor. The caregiver picked them up, put them behind his head, and I looked down. The floor was dirty.
Oh.
And I thought, that's not dignified.
No.
So,
or
no.
Sanitary.
So I recreated a pillowcase that can strap to the back of a geriatric chair or a recliner. You can prop it on a couch. And it has just imagine a U on a pillowcase, a U made out of foam that supports your head and neck. So your head is resting into that U. And there's a little mini bonus pillow that you can put into that U so you can sit more upright. But you can stuff it with your pillow or not. And this way you can really personalize and customize your comfort.
Well, you know what? It's hard because we're not visual here today.
Right.
But it reminds me of the baby in the car seat. Let's talk about that because I think that's a good analogy for people to kind of understand it.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. You know, we make a lot of products for babies to be comfortable, but we don't for people who are seniors. And if you think of a baby in a car seat, their head is really cradled in by a little
cushioning
blanket pillow, like cushioning. Yes. So their head doesn't move around. And this basically does the same thing for an adult.
Wow. Yeah, and it's unbelievable.
And it works better than duct tape.
That's for sure.
Well, if somebody's on Medicaid, that's considered a restraint, so we don't even want to go there.
yeah, really. So tell me how it started out, the whole journey, though, because I love to hear how people have created things because they were so caring for their loved ones, because it didn't happen overnight.
No, it didn't. You know what was beautiful about the whole journey was my father, who had undiagnosed dementia or Alzheimer's, he was such a businessman. And when I would FaceTime with him, I'd say, hey, Dad, this is what it's looking like. And I would start creating my product. And I took apart all my travel pillows. Because let's face it, travel pillows around your neck do not work. And so I was saying, I wanted something that goes behind your head and supports the back of your neck. Because you know when you're reading a book in bed, what do? You put your fist behind your head, or you try to find a pillow to put behind your head. And that's what my product, Towsy, does. It gives that support. And so my dad, his business acumen came back, and it was just a beautiful end-of-life experience that I could have with him
to
talk business.
And make him so proud.
Yes, yes. Well, we would go over it again each time I would see him, but I could just see his eyes light up, and he's like, I think you have an idea here. it was very encouraging.
I know, and it's so fabulous. You know, at the end of my dad's life, my dad was confined to a bed, and I ended up starting this website called The Dave Game, because my dad's name is Dave, and it was about random acts of kindness. And his wife hooked up the TV to the computer so he could go on the website and see people doing random acts of kindness in his name. And it was
my goodness, that's beautiful.
Yeah, it was just so cool to be able to have that experience with him, because even though he was aging and he was ill, we still had that spark together, you know what I mean?
Absolutely. Just because somebody is older and you don't interact with them the same way, I think the onus is on the individual to find ways to connect with their loved ones, and it's so rewarding.
Yeah, it's so it is.
With
so.
Your father, it was have a joke.
Yeah, my dad used to tell jokes all the time, and my dad had a series of strokes, and he couldn't really talk anymore. So he had all his jokes printed on business cards, and he handed them out everywhere he went.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, when he went in the hospital, everybody wanted him as their patient. You know, it goes a long way. It really goes a long way.
It's so true. I love that. Yeah. I love that you printed that out. That was so thoughtful.
Yeah, it was very cool. So let's talk about, though, the importance, too, of our seniors sleeping and why this pillow can help them with that.
Oh, absolutely. Well, we, as people age, we fall asleep more often.
Right.
And if you're sitting in a chair and you have your Towsy, which is the name of my company, Towsy Brands.
Spell that?
T-A-U-S-I. T-A-U-S-I. It means caring for. It derived from a Samoan word, meaning caring for. And so you can strap Towsy to your recliner, and you can get up, go make yourself lunch, or visit with, go shopping, come home, and it's perfectly in place for you. You know, fussing with the pillows. and you sit back down, carrying on with your day. It's just part of the chair.
Yeah.
It's a pillowcase, so you can stuff it with a pillow if you want. You can also use it for lumbar support. I use it on my desk chair, so it's not an age-related product. But my goal is to really get it to seniors first, because that's why I created it. And I'm brand new. I just started a year ago on Father's Day I launched.
Yeah, it's so very cool. And so, and Cindy and Christina, they use your pillow for the lumbar support and stuff, and they're always bragging about it all the time, and they use it when they travel. But I think it's so important.
Yes.
Because, you know, like when you're in the car or something and you're traveling and you just want to, like, take a nap and your head is bobbing and, mm-hmm. and you just keep going back to sleep and it bobs and you just go back to... That's not good sleep. It's not good for your neck. It's not good for anything.
Now I know why you want the window seat.
Yeah.
Right. And that's not always comfortable. If you know, how often are you on an airplane and you just you hope to have the window seat and you just try that travel pillow, put it up against the wall, you just do whatever you can, and then it slips. Tousy straps to the headrest, not the whole seat, and you can have that super comfortable support, because I don't fit the airplane seats.
Yeah. Yeah. It's all different. Yeah. And but I think I just think so much about walking into a community and seeing people sleeping in recliners with their heads to the side. Or their head's just down on their chest. And you know what happens, too? You do that long enough, your head doesn't go back up anymore.
That's true.
You know, your head doesn't go straight. True. My brother has Parkinson's, and from bending all the time and not lifting his head and not trying to sit up straight, he can't do that anymore now.
No, they even sell products to, like, re-bend your neck backwards. I don't know if you've seen those. They look like torture devices. But we get tech neck. And Tousy, you know, when I'm on the couch watching TV, I have my Tousy behind me. And it keeps my head and neck supported. And then I put the mini bonus pillow, I put that on my lap, and I put my cell phone on that. And now my neck is not careening downward. I have a better sight line. So I don't get those tingles in the back of my neck.
Yeah, and we all need good rest. It's really important to have good rest. You know, it's so different. And everyone should have comfort. Like you said, we give comfort to the babies and we make all these beautiful bedding for them and car seats and everything, and we don't think lots of times about our seniors. You know, and we don't think about those pillows falling on the floor that they're then picking up and putting back in their bed or behind their head or whatever. I mean,
exactly.
And it could be, and I'm not putting communities down, you could be the cleanest community in the world, but people just walked across the floor. So,
right. Yeah,
we have to think about that. So, where can our listeners find you?
You can find me at TausiBrands.com. T-A-U-S-I, Brands, B-R-A-N-D-S.com.
And what is the last thing you would like to say to our caregivers today?
I would like to say that everyone deserves to be comfortable. Not only your person that you're caring for, but also yourself. So, when the person you're caring for is taking a rest, and you need to sit down and take a break too, you should have a Tousy as well.
Yes.
It is something that everybody, if you have a head, neck,
if
back,
you, have a head.
you need Tousy.
Well, I'm encouraging our listeners, go to the website, get one for yourself, get one for your loved one. It's a simple way that you can improve your sleep, you can improve your rest, and just comfort yourself a little bit. Just hug yourself a little bit.
And you can use it on an airplane?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's what I want for the airplane.
Yes, you do.
Yes.
I have a 25% discount right now so your listeners can, if they put in July, simple as that. 25% off Tousy for the 4th of July.
Thank you so much.
It is good until July 7th. Of course, of course. Thank you for having me on. And I wish every person a good rest and a good night's sleep. And I think you'll see great if you have the Tousy.
Thank you, my friend. We'll talk soon. Give your website
Thanks,
one more
Linda.
Time. Give your website one more time.
Tousy Brands. T as in TAUSIBRANDS.
Thank you, my friend. Have a delicious day.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
She's absolutely fabulous. You know, I just love so much when, like I say, when people create new things because they want their loved one to be comforted or they want their loved one to be able to walk better or whatever the issue is. And I'm so blessed to have this radio show and meet fabulous people from all over the United States and Canada and wherever that are doing these wonderful things.
But, you know, that airplane thing, you know how many times have you had a head fall on your shoulder?
Yeah.
From the guy next to you?
Yeah.
See, I don't sleep on planes. You don't. You're asleep before the plane takes off.
But even just to sit there with comfort.
Yes.
You don't have to sleep.
I have to see it. I'm going to go online.
Yeah, you'll have to go online and see it.
Oh, and we have to say Happy Canada Day tomorrow.
Happy Canada Day tomorrow?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Happy Canada Day tomorrow. Canada.
Or for you out of Quebec, we'll say Dominion still.
Dominion, they say?
It used to be Dominion Day, but they changed it to Canada Day.
Oh, I got an email today. They said that today is Happy Social Media Day.
Okay.
I think every day is social media day. I don't know. I didn't see anything different, like on Facebook or LinkedIn or anything, and I was like doing my things this morning, but I don't know. I don't know.
I don't do too much of the social media.
No, you don't do too much of the social media. Like I was saying, go to my YouTube channel. There's a ton of information on my YouTube channel, Connecting Caregivers Radio. You'll find this radio show that I do every week. You'll find a Tuesday tip that I do every week. You'll find my podcast, Candid Conversations, which is 2 to 4 times a month, depending. And you'll find the conferences. So we just finished in May our 4th conference. So just from the conference, there's like 80 hours of content there on YouTube. And the next conference will be coming up in November 14th, 15th, 16th. We're fully booked for the conference for our speakers. I'm very excited about it. You can see some messages on the website, Connecting Caregivers Conference, right now, but there won't be too much more for a month or two. I'm just kind of like happy that the decision is made, and we have some great new speakers. We're going to have the VA. This is the first conference the VA is going to be part of, and I'm really happy about that because there's a lot of information from the VA, and I just love our vets, and we want to help everybody as much as we can. So I will keep you all apprised of that. Also, once again, I'm going to encourage you, get into a support group if you can. There are many support groups, not just my support groups. But you can go to my website and find my support groups and support groups by other facilitators that I know. So if you go to lindaburhans.com and you go under the events tab, it'll tell you everything that's going on. Any speaking engagements, the support group, the journaling workshop. So I have a journaling workshop once a month for caregivers, which is just great because it's a whole different thing. And what's kind of nice is that we're getting to be close friends, the people in the group. Because when you're doing writing down something, you're sharing with each other. And I said to them at the last journaling workshop, what's a job that you had when you were younger that no one knows about it? And it was so interesting. Just everybody saying different things, you know. One was like, I sold Avon. Another guy was like, I worked on rocket ships. You know, it was just amazing.
I worked at Woolworths, too. Yeah, but I had to quit because they were speaking French and I didn't understand what they were saying.
Were you behind the cash register?
No, I was helping in the material department.
Oh, I was in the soda fountain.
Oh, I would like that better.
The soda fountain was great. They had the best corn muffins.
But I was in the French section of Montreal, and I...
What they used to have at the Woolworths thing, you got a banana split, and there was balloons all across the top, and you popped the balloon and it told you how much you pay for them. And there was lots of times... 5 cents somebody paid, or a penny, or I always wanted to know which balloons they were in because you would want like the cute kid to pick it or something.
I was never allowed to order a banana split.
No, I didn't order them. I served them.
Oh, oh, you didn't have one? I've never had a banana split. Of course, I don't like bananas, so
that might have something to do with it. But yeah, but that was a cool place working in Woolworths.
Yes.
It really was a cool place. All right now it's time to hear from our wonderful partners, so don't go away. We'll be right back on Connecting Caregivers Radio.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Arden Courts is not just a place to live. It's a place to call home. Residential living combined with quality caregiving. This is the philosophy behind Arden Courts. Communities created exclusively for individuals with Alzheimer's disease and related dementia who would benefit from a safe and structured environment. For additional information about any of the unique services Arden Courts provides, call 888-478-2410 to locate a community nearest you. Inquire about our educational seminars, resource library, or support groups, or simply feel free to ask questions you may have about Alzheimer's and related dementias. At Arden Courts, we know, we understand, and we can help because memory care is all we do. Remember, call 888-478-2410 for additional information about any of the unique services Arden Courts provides.
Sean W. Scott has been practicing elder law and qualifying clients for Medicaid for over 30 years. While his practice is in all areas of estate planning, such as durable power of attorney, healthcare surrogates, and wills, he also prides himself on having a 100% accuracy rate on getting clients approved for Medicaid. Why Medicaid, you may ask? Do you want to pay up to $16,000 a month for a nursing home should the time come? Obviously, no one wants to have to endure this cost. So, even though you may have planned well for retirement, the reality is, things happen. Planning ahead is never too soon. You need to make sure your income and assets are protected so that you can take care of you and your loved ones. Florida law is very specific on how and what is protected and how to protect it. Give Sean a call. He can help. 727-539-0181. That's 727-539-0181.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
And we are back. Yep, so I'm so happy about that pillow. Please go to Tausi Brands, TausiBrands.com. So we have some great events coming up soon. Sages plays with purpose. Their new play is called Dealmaker. The family of a charmingly grumpy patriarch thinks it might be time for him to hand over the keys. Does he agree? No way. He makes deals to keep his mishaps a secret instead. And you know that's what we do. We make deals.
That's right.
I can remember my mother. I went to visit her one time, and the neighbors told me that twice she hit the telephone pole out in front of the house, going out of the house.
My mother's super told me the same thing. Yeah, that man was so rude to your mother when he hit her.
Yeah, and you had no idea. Exactly. Yeah. Well, I know the last year, my mother lived in New York, she blew out 5 tires from hitting curbs.
Those curbs jump out at you in New York. God.
And I remember my brother would call me up, and he would be like all upset, like, oh, I got to go now. I got to go change your tire and everything. So when my mom moved to Florida, we convinced her, because her car was getting much older. In fact, my 2 sisters and my brother and I chipped in and paid for that car for it. It was a brand new car.
I remember that.
But it was kind of like time. And she gave it to one of my sister's friends' kids or whatever. But when she moved down to Florida here, she was with me every day. I drove her around everywhere she wanted to go, wherever she wanted to go. But she started complaining, oh, I need a car, I need a car, I need a car, I need a car. So finally I said to her one day, you know what, Mama, we're going to rent a car. And next week we'll drive around in that car. And if you feel comfortable driving around, we'll talk about getting a car. And I rented the biggest car I could find.
A truck.
Yeah. No, that's what they did to me in New York.
Yeah, I know.
Each day I'm going to pick up my mom, and she's just coming and sitting in the passenger seat. So, like, on the 3rd day, I got in the passenger seat. I said, Mama, you know, we only have the car for a week. You need to drive it if you can check it out. And we drove to the bank, and I took her on the side roads, too. I didn't even take her on the main thoroughfare. And I could see her, like, grabbing the steering wheel. And when we got into the parking lot, she took the keys, and she threw them at me, and she said, done. You're my chauffeur. But it was her decision.
Yeah, and where she lived, she could get...
Oh, yeah, she didn't need it.
She didn't need it. That was a fabulous place she was living
in. Yeah, Freedom Square was wonderful. Yeah. I mean, besides me being with her all day, she could take the bus to church, you know, the community bus and everything or whatever. So, yeah, but it was good. So do we have our next caller on the line, Dr. Genevieve Stelter?
Hi, how are you, Linda?
Joyful and grateful. How are you?
Wonderful. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
I'm so glad that you're here today. So glad. So let's talk little bit about what you do. Explain how you became the oil doctor first, and tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so thank you. So I'm a clinical psychologist by trade. I spent the first half of my career in mental health, and from there I transitioned over to senior care and really dedicating my studies and expertise towards dementia care. When I began in the field in psychology, and just from own personal experience, I really learned the benefit of using different kinds of coping and non-pharmacological tools and wanted to really spread that knowledge and expertise to the clients that I serve. And so not only did that help me, of course, in mental health, but has really helped me in dementia care, and being able to educate and provide caregivers, both healthcare professionals and family caregivers, how to use different kinds of non-pharmacological sensory-based tools that they can use on a daily basis to help them feel successful and confident in the caregiving process. And so, you know, when we talk about the oil doc, it's really kind of a name that kind of summarizes my approach to care, which is really holistic in nature. Mm-hmm. Yes, I use a lot of aromatherapy with clients, and I educate caregivers on how to use aromatherapy, but there's so many other sensory-based tools that we educate people on, and we thought the oil doc was just appropriate, you know, for that kind of summary of my approach to care. So thank you.
You know, we're so over-medicated. We're so over-medicated, absolutely. It's ridiculous. I mean, mm-hmm. You know, some you see one person is on like 13 medications. Come on, and oils don't have side effects.
Correct, when used properly, absolutely. So, I don't want to say that none of them have no side effects, right? But it's definitely
you can OD on anything.
Sure, use them correctly. Yeah. Absolutely, yeah. But you're right, Linda. I mean, that was one of the callings. Was I? You know, when I started to work with people living with dementia, I just saw how much medication that they were on and what it was doing to their quality of life. And obviously there's, you know, you have to outweigh risk versus benefits, but we just saw so many folks on a lot of medications that who knew what was working, right?
Right.
And so when we started to give tools to nurses, certified nursing assistants, even family members, they were like, okay, I can do this. This gives control back into my hands. And I can use this either if, you know, the person is still on a medication regimen, I can use it with that medication regimen, or I can use it instead of and work with their doctors on weaning them off those medications, right? But you're right, just so many medications overly used.
But are communities or other doctors open to this? Because, you know, I know a lot of people also use things like CBD, and if their loved ones mm-hmm. in a community, they won't let them use it.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a great question. You know, I think that we're more and more seeing physicians being on board with the alternative use of other kinds of tools. You know, when I worked in, I was consulting for a major long-term care company here in Illinois and Wisconsin, and I was able to talk with physicians about writing a general order that, you know, may use essential oils.
Okay.
They weren't educated enough yet to say which oils, when,
right.
and those kinds of things. They kind of left it us as the expertise to do that, but we're seeing that. And then we're actually seeing some doctors out of Canada, you know, they're prescribing things like going for walks or adopting a pet, right?
Right.
So I think that the trend is moving in that direction, but we still have a long way to go.
Yeah. So if someone's listening today and they go, well, where would I even start? What would I do? Mm-hmm. I mean, because you're in Illinois and we have listeners from all over the United States and Canada or wherever else.
Mm-hmm.
Where do they start?
Absolutely. Well, I mean, here at the Dementia Connection Institute, we are nationwide. Most of the services we provide are actually virtual. We do virtual sessions where we meet with caregivers. We provide online training. We do private sessions. And so, you know, they can check us out at our website, dementiaconnectioninstitute.org. But I think, you know, definitely if you're looking for alternative treatment for your loved ones, I think part of it is definitely become educated, right? So whether it's, you know, you check out our website and you attend some of our seminars, or if you're looking for research in the realm, you can always go to pubmed.org. There's a lot of other kind of entities out there that are also supporting this kind of treatment, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say first, you know, become educated, because the more information you have allows you as the caregiver to be informed on what those steps are. And, you know, that's really one of the reasons we opened up the Institute, was to educate caregivers on what are other options besides medications to work with my loved one or treat my loved one. And, you know, we want to make sure we're providing that support as much as possible. So definitely become educated. And then from there, I would, you know, definitely include any physicians that are a part of your loved one's care. If that's a neurologist, if that's their primary care physician, you know, rope them in to say, hey, I'm thinking about doing this. What are your thoughts on that? Because it is important that they are still involved and they're aware of what you're thinking, so that way they can educate you as well, but they can also, you know, maybe provide you also alternative areas that they can look at too.
Yeah,
I think, like I said, I think more and more physicians are moving in that realm.
I do too, and I think it's worth the conversation at least.
Mm-hmm.
I also think it's important let's talk about the difference in essential oils, because they sell essential oils in the dollar store.
They do, unfortunately, they
so
do.
Let's talk about that.
Yeah. And
they're $1.25 now.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, you know, obviously you want to be careful with the products that you're using, because essential oils that are sold off the shelf typically are contaminated with different kinds of fillers that make them actually cheaper. And that's why they can sell them at that dollar or now $1.25 price.
Yeah.
Because what happens is when brokers collect the oils, then they are able to cut them with different kinds of fillers. And we don't know what those necessarily those fillers are.
Yeah.
So, you know, unfortunately, because essential oils are not FDA approved, and they won't ever be, just because when you grow essential oil, and we grow plants and trees and things like that, and you know, every plant and tree, depending on the soil, the temperature that year, they're going to be slightly different. Their chemical constituents
right.
within that. And so when they extract the oil, it can't 100% always be consistent. And so that's why the FDA approved, or FDA can't approve it, because it's not a consistent output
yeah.
every single time.
Interesting.
And so, you know, what happens is, you know, brokers will work with the growers. They will take the oils from the growers, and then they will, in a lab, they'll cut the oil. And when you look at an oil, like an oil bottle, you know, the FDA just says you have to have 10% of the pure oil in that bottle to say that it's 100% an essential oil.
Oh.
And so don't get roped into the kind of the terminology on the bottle, because it may not be true. And so we've found just in our experience that anything off the shelf is really not a pure product. And so definitely, you know, you want to make sure that the oil that you're getting, look into the research behind it and see, do they take that oil from where they were grown?
Right.
Right. Where their lands are indigenous, right? Did they get that oil from that specific country? Because most of these oils are from grown outside of the United States.
Right.
And if yours says that it's from Florida or from Wisconsin, then it's not a pure essential oil. So you want to make sure that you're really looking into that, and stay educated. You know, whether you stay educated with us, we provide a lot of training on aromatherapy, especially specifically in how to use it in dementia care. So whether you go to us or you look up other reputable resources,
yeah.
just stay educated with it, because you could be doing more harm than good using an oil off the shelf
yeah.
that is contaminated.
And
a lot of people will say, like, oh, go ahead.
I was just going to say, use the doTERRA oils, right?
We do. Specifically, I've used doTERRA with my clients, even personally myself, with my children. My husband mm-hmm. uses them too. You know, because the amount of research that goes into their oils and the testing that's behind it. So each doTERRA essential oil, if you have an opportunity to look at one, at the bottom, there's a lot number. And that lot number means that that oil was specifically tested to make sure that there were no contaminants in it when they bottled it.
Yeah.
And so it actually goes through a third-party tester called the Aromatic Plant and Resource Center, APRC.
Mm-hmm.
And they're a lab that tests oils. And they specifically have a contract with doTERRA to say, you know, doTERRA wants every oil tested to make sure that when it's bottled, it is 100% pure. And so that made me feel really good about offering this to my clients, my, you know, specific patients and certain entities where I treat, you know, different kinds of patients. And then even my kids, right?
Yeah.
And so I've been using doTERRA since the beginning, just because I really feel trusted and true that they're a great brand.
Yeah, I like doTERRA. I like Melaleuca. I fear too, because not all essential oils are consumable, right? Or you
yes,
can't.
Correct. Yes.
And let's talk about
correct.
That a little bit, because I don't think people realize that.
Yeah. So all oils can be diffused, and that's like the least intimidating way to use an essential oil. So you get a diffuser, which you can get those anywhere. You can get them on Amazon,
yeah.
store, you know, wherever. And you want to make sure when you're using the diffuser that you are using water that is either distilled or filtered. You don't want to use water from the tap, because what happens when you're diffusing is it breaks down the water into very small particles. And when you're breathing that in, What makes essential oils so awesome is that they can cross the blood-brain barrier, and that's what makes them effective. It can get into that limbic system of the brain and influence the person's emotions and their memories and those kinds of things, which is great. So we want to make sure we're using a pure water in there because it's going to hitch a ride with those essential oils.
Yeah.
So the other thing that we use actually at the Institute is we created personal diffuser dots, which they're felt on one side, sticky on the other. You put a couple of drops of the oil on the felt side, and you can stick it to the person's clothes, like underneath the lapel, inside the shirt, so they're walking around with a personal diffuser all day, and you don't have to have an actual diffuser plugged in or some things like that. But yeah, so most oils are diffusible. There's a topical use that you can also apply, and when you're applying them topically, you want to make sure that you're always mixing with a carrier oil, and a carrier oil might be like vitamin E, jojoba, a coconut, you know, oil, anything that you like as a base oil. I prefer, fractionated coconut oil because it's not as you know, it's not greasy or anything like that, which is great.
Yeah.
So what we recommend with seniors is a 10-to-1 ratio. So one drop of essential oil to 10 drops of your carrier, mix it really good, and then you can apply it topically. But always do a test patch.
Yeah.
You know, leave it on for 24 hours, see if there's any reaction.
Yeah.
And then if no reaction, then you can move forward. Just for topical use, you want to make sure you stay away from anything, any like hot oil. So like oregano is a hot oil. So you don't necessarily want to apply that because it can have a burning sensation to the skin.
Okay.
You know, things like that.
But yes, there's you need to do your
very
homework.
Small, yeah. And then there's a small handful that are ingestible. I would definitely recommend working with somebody who knows what they're doing before you do anything ingestible, because again, not all oils are ingestible. There's a small handful of amount that are, and there are some medications that we recommend that the person is taking these certain medications to not use certain essential oils.
Yeah.
Okay.
Makes sense.
So. Yeah, so like, for example, wintergreen is a natural blood thinner. That's wintergreen essential oil. If your loved one is on Coumadin, do not, you know, use wintergreen.
That'd be too much.
Yes, exactly. We also recommend do not use clove essential oil. We actually kind of stay away from that altogether with the senior population just because it can tend to exacerbate medications.
Okay.
And, you know, cause the effect of what you're trying to get rid of. So we really try to stay away from clove altogether with folks. You know, if you're not on a medication regimen at all, then, you know, clove would be fine. But if you are, we just try to stay away from that because there's other things, other essential oils that can do the same thing as clove. So, but those are really the two that we say just, you know, really kind of be careful with. But otherwise, there are some essential oils that are tried and true. For example, like lavender. We always say lavender is the best oil that you can use because you can use it for so many different things in dementia care. And it's, you know, the one that's been tested the most.
Yeah.
It's been around the longest.
Smells great.
smells great. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
So you're also the author of The Busy Caregiver's Guide to Advanced Alzheimer's Disease.
Mm-hmm.
That's a mouthful.
Yes.
So let's talk about that a little bit. Let's talk about that a little bit.
Yeah.
What is happening to my loved one as this disease progresses?
Yeah, so thank you. I think that, you know, when we look at the book itself, it goes into the model of care that I created, which is the Dementia Connection Model. And it's a framework, really, to understand what's going on, but also know how to interact and communicate with them and connect, but also, you know, what tools do I use as well. So what's happening is it's best explained by the theory of retrogenesis, which is the first pillar of the framework in the Dementia Connection Model. And that was actually developed by Dr. Barry Reisberg many years ago. And his research pointed to the fact that as the disease is progressing, the person is moving towards a younger state.
Right.
And so it's not necessarily to say that this person is becoming a child. It's best basically saying we need to understand that this person isn't developmentally the age that they are at now. They're developmentally at a younger state.
Right, they don't have the capacity.
All the skills are going back in reverse. to infancy. And so we have to put ourselves in that person's shoes to say, well, what does that look like? What does that actually mean? And if you've heard that terminology before, when people say, the people with dementia live in a different world than you and I. Well, what that means actually is they're living in a world similarly to how children experience their world. And how children experience their world is they use their senses very readily in the first few years of life to gain and maintain skills. So how they learn how to walk and talk and feed themselves and all those kinds of things. And so we have to step into those shoes to say, okay, they're doing that through their senses. That's how they're experiencing their world. They're watching mom and dad. They're listening. Right. They're repeating this over and over again. So people with dementia, they're going to start to do the same thing. They're going to use their senses to navigate their world, to communicate and connect to other people. And they're going to watch other people to see, how should I be feeling? What should I be doing, right? Mm. And so we want to make sure that when we say, okay, well, that's the world that they live in, of course it makes sense that the best approach to care is using sensory-based stimulation, which is creating stimuli in their environment that is very positive, that's productive for them, right? Yeah. And so when, you know, whatever they are seeing, whatever they're listening to, whatever they're touching, whatever they're tasting and smelling, all of that needs to be as positive as possible. And that's different for everybody, right? What's positive for one is different for what's positive for another.
Exactly.
But we have to say, what is this person like, and incorporate that in their environment as much as possible. And so that's the second pillar is the sensory stimulation part, right? That's the actual tools you're going to use, our sensory-based tools. And yeah. How we're going to use them is we're going to do it over and over and over again, right? Like we did with kids, right? We're going to do it over and over and over again every day as consistent as possible, you know? And that's the third pillar, which is called habilitation, which is reinforcing skills over and over again.
Yeah.
And that's really the dementia connection model in a nutshell. But that's really what's happening as the disease progresses is us understanding that they're moving towards a younger state, all their skill sets and their world's a little bit different than yours and I's.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Let's talk a little bit about sundowning.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of the biggest problems my caregivers come up with, and the best solution I've seen to this, well, first of all, a lot of it is, you know, check out the room, check out for shadows, check out for noises, check out, you know, for all that kind of stuff. And one of my caregivers, he takes care of his aunt, and he had some issues with her eating, and he also had issues with her sundowning. So what he does every afternoon, at like when it's come down to around that time, is he makes her little finger sandwiches with a little apple cider, and then he plays big band music, and they dance. So she feels like she's at a little party afternoon, and she eats those little sandwiches because they're just so cute and for the party. And then she dances with him. They dance for like an hour, and she doesn't have any issues with it anymore. And some of the neighbors, some of the neighbors said, we watch through the window, and it makes us so happy.
and think about, what is he using? He's using sensory-based tools, right? He's satisfying her gustatory need, which is what we eat.
Right.
Right. He's satisfying her auditory needs, which is the music.
Right.
He's satisfying her tactile needs by dancing. Right. So he's using the dementia connection model and probably doesn't even know it, right?
He's a smart boy.
yes, exactly. He's doing this every day. And so what's going to happen is, I don't know how long he's been doing it for, but what's great about the dementia connection model is that there's an immediate effect, and then there's a long-term effect. So after about 4 weeks, if he's doing this every day, when he starts to play the same music, she's going to know, oh, this is party time. And this is how I should be acting. This is what I should be doing. And so it's going to get easier and easier for him because she's going to learn this is
the time for this.
Again.
Yeah.
This is time for party. And so that's why he's been able to kind of mitigate those behaviors over time, meaning that those behaviors have gone away because she now knows to expect this. And it also helps her to kind of know what time of day it is, you know, because she's associating that afternoon with this experience. And so it helps her to not be so scared or you know, tired with...
She's actually looking forward to it. She's actually looking forward to it.
Exactly. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he said...
kudos to him.
He's been doing it now for probably, I'm thinking like 6 months, and he said it has changed everything. It has changed everything.
Yes.
He said even, afterwards, there's more conversation. Because then she says, oh, I remember that song when I was with your uncle at the UFO hall. Mm-hmm. Or what, you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. And so with sundowning, we're going to follow exactly in his footsteps. Is we want to be able to predict this is going to happen every day, right? And you have to get an idea of what time of day that usually happens for your loved one. And about 15 to 30 minutes before is when you want to start prepping yourself for that, quote, party, right? Or whatever it might be for that person. Now, I always recommend, you know, if that works for her, but I recommend also, like, if the person wants to be calm, right? So you can start to diffuse lavender essential oil about 15, 30 minutes before. Bring out tactile objects that they can be engaged with that they like to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, playing the music, right? We also recommend that. And so that music works for her. And so you might find that different music works for your other, you know, your loved one.
Right.
You can also try a calming sound, which we call, it's called non-biharmonic, which is one tone, like a guitar playing or a flute or, you know, something like that. So you kind of take out all your tools about 15 to 30 minutes before that, get prepared, and then you start using them with that person. So that way they kind of miss that whole time when it usually would start.
Right.
And then they don't even think about it.
Right.
They're engaged, they're enjoying themselves, they're calm, or they're having a good time. And that has that immediate effect. And then, like I said, over about a four-week period, if you're doing this every day, they're going to get used to this and they're going to start to anticipate it. And then they're going to completely, you're going to do away with those sundowning kinds of behaviors, which is wonderful.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you so much for being with us today. Our time is just about run out. What's the last thing you'd like to say to our caregivers today?
I just want to say, you know, stay educated. You know, everyone continues to learn about this disease. More and more research is coming out. Hopefully we're on that brink of a cure. I want to stay hopeful to that. And I just say, stay educated. So whether you go through our institute or you go elsewhere, just stay educated. It's going to be really important.
And where can our listeners find you?
So DementiaConnectionInstitute.org, or you can email us at support@neuroessence.org.
Okay, and I'll put all that information in the description of the show. Thank you so much for being with me today, my friend. We'll talk soon.
Thank you, Linda. Take care. Bye-bye.
Have a delicious day. And now it's time to hear from our wonderful partner, so don't go away. We'll be right back on Connecting Caregivers Radio.
This is the TanTalk Radio Network.
Choosing the right chiropractor is an important choice to make. Located in Seminole, the Alexander Spine Center team is trained on the latest chiropractic treatments and technologies. At Alexander Spine Center, you'll find chiropractic and physical therapy care that is safe, effective, and a natural approach to pain and other health-related issues. Chiropractic unlocks your body's potential and natural healing process to ensure your life is a healthy life. We treat clients from the womb to the tomb. Call 727-397-3000 for a free consultation today or visit our website at www.alexanderspinecenter.com.
They take good care of me twice a week. And did you know they got the Reader's Choice Award for 2019 for the best chiropractic in Pinellas County? So check them out.
Arden Courts is not just a place to live. It's a place to call home. Residential living combined with quality caregiving. This is the philosophy behind Arden Courts. Communities created exclusively for individuals with Alzheimer's disease and related dementia who would benefit from a safe and structured environment. For additional information about any of the unique services Arden Courts provides, call 888-478-2410 to locate a community nearest you. Inquire about our educational seminars, resource library, or support groups, or simply feel free to ask questions you may have about Alzheimer's and related dementias. At Arden Courts, we know, we understand, and we can help because memory care is all we do. Remember, call 888-478-2410 for additional information about any of the unique services Arden Courts provides.
Guaranteed to make you laugh through your tears, Linda Burhan's book, Good Night and God Bless, is filled with humor and heartfelt inspiration to aid anyone facing the challenge of caring for a loved one at the end of life. Her story offers hope for human strength and understanding of weaknesses during a difficult time. Life doesn't normally prepare us to become a loved one's caregiver. When it happens, it's usually sudden. A diagnosis of an illness, age-related frailty, dementia, and life suddenly is anything but normal. And because we don't even know what we don't know, where do we turn to for help or guidance? In Connecting Caregivers, answers to the questions you didn't know you needed to ask, Linda offers information, education, and inspiration from her own experience and from experts whose advice, practical tools, and personal stories will empower and guide you. Make sure to add these inspiring books to your collection today, available on Amazon.com.
Introducing the life-changing Footbar Walker.
I'm Peggy from Danville, Kentucky, and I'm 91 years old. The Footbar Walker revolutionized my care of George. It absolutely benefits the patient and the caregiver both, and that's the beauty of it. It's so easy to use. It folds up just like a dream. I got it in and out of the car without any effort at all. The saving that I made from having to put him in a nursing home came to about $192,000.
Does someone you love use a walker? Do they struggle to get up from a seated position? Are you a caregiver dealing with physical pain and stress as you help your patient? The Footbar Walker was designed to assist not only the patient, but also the caregiver. Patients have more control standing up, and no lifting from the caregiver is required. See how it works at thefootbarwalker.com. That's thefootbarwalker.com. Peggy, would you recommend the Footbar Walker?
Do I ever? I would not be in the health that I'm in today at this age had it not been for the Footbar Walker.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Do I ever?
Do you ever? Yeah, I really love talking to Dr. Jennifer. That's a lot of really good information.
Yes.
Because you know how much I'm against 4,000 medications and everything else. So please go to her website and look it up because she has a lot of great information for you guys. One last thing I want to say today. There's an event July 1st with the Police and Kids Foundation.
That's tomorrow.
Yep. It's at the Orange County Choppers in St. Pete, Clearwater. And it is from 9 to 5 p.m. So there's going to be raffles, food, live music, silent auction, and vendors. All the proceeds benefit the Police and Kids Foundation, which is for the families of fallen police officers and first responders.
Nice.
And anything with kids. So show up. I don't know what time I'll be there, but maybe I'll see you. Tune in next week for another fabulous show. Caregivers, I love you so much. Remember, God loves you all the time, and have a delicious day.